Hello, thanks for listening today on this Friday. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today I want to share a story with you that's hopefully going to kick your weekend off the right way. It's the story of Charles Blondin, and he's a famous French tightrope walker, and he, you know, is a great picture and illustration of what true faith is. So Blondin's greatest fame came from September 14th, 1860, quite a long time ago, when he became the first person to cross a tightrope stretched 11,000 feet over a quarter of a mile across the mighty Niagara Falls. Yep, this is the guy we're talking about. So people from both Canada and the U.S. came from miles away to watch this guy basically walk on a little tiny rope across Niagara Falls. He walked across 160 feet above the falls, rather, several times, each time with a different daring feat. Once in a sack, on stilts, on a bicycle, in the dark, and also blindfolded. And one time, he even carried a stove and cooked an omelet in the middle of the rope. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. So a large crowd gathered, and the buzz of excitement ran along both sides of the river bank. And the crowd just oohed and awed as he carefully walked across one step after another, pushing a wheelbarrow holding a sack of potatoes. I don't know why he felt inclined that just walking wasn't enough. I think walking's more than enough, but apparently he needed to do more than just walk. So someone in the crowd yelled, "You are the greatest tightrope walker in the world. We believe." And he said, "Okay." This Blondin said, "Okay, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow then?" And as the story goes, no one did. No one wanted to get in at the time. Now, the story illustrates a real-life picture of what faith actually is. So the crowd watched these daring feats, and they said, "I believe, you know, I believe what I'm seeing, and I think it's so wonderful." But their actions proved they did not truly believe that he was safe, because otherwise they would have hopped on in, right? Well, similarly, it is one thing for us to say we believe in God. However, it's true faith when we believe God and put our faith and trust in His Son, Jesus Christ. So let me ask you this question. What blessings are in your life because of your faith in Jesus Christ? Now, this question was put out to Christians across the globe, and here are some of their responses. So a gentleman named John answered, "Our little family's world was shaken when our son was born with intractable epilepsy. He has received a surgery that has healed him. However, for 15 months, we watched as he seized 20 to 40 times a day, poor little guy, and regressed developmentally. There were many times that we teetered on the brink of hopelessness. However, it was those times that a prayer, a scripture, or a visit from someone would remind us of the divinity and power of Jesus Christ. He who calmed the winds and waves during his mortal life could calm our hearts. He who knows everything could help us know how to deal with the realities of our son's illness." Now another gentleman, Kyle, answered that believing in Jesus Christ is my Savior and has brought me a lot of comfort throughout my life. I try to keep in mind how the Bible describes his life as being full of service to others. And this Kyle goes on to say that there have been so many miracles, that Christ performed so many miracles to bless and uplift so many people. And he doesn't think it has changed at all in the past 2,000 years, that he believes that Christ still performs miracles in the lives of those who love him. And he says that he believes this because he's seen many miracles in his life. And he says, "There have been times when my future seemed so bleak that I wasn't sure I wanted to keep going, but I've always found peace through prayer, and I believe that peace is only possible because of Jesus Christ." He also says, because of Jesus Christ, I have been able to feel joy when I felt nothing was going my way. And that joy has seen me through some very lonely days. I just love that. And there's a woman named Fran who says that she was out of work for almost a year and she was praying and searching the internet for a job. And one day when she was feeling particularly down, she got down on her knees and she prayed to Heavenly Father and just said, you know what jobs are out there. I don't know what jobs are out there. And you know what in the world I should do, what I should be doing. And I'm putting my trust in you and you please help me find the right job. And I'm not going to worry about it anymore. That's brave. I don't know if I could do that, just not worry about it anymore. But 2 weeks went by and her husband was looking on the internet for jobs and he told her about a job at John Deere. And when he came to tell her about it, she just said, you know what, that's the job I'm going to get. And not even a week went by that they called her in and offered her a job. And she says she's so grateful to Heavenly Father and Jesus every day for her great fortune and for finding her that wonderful job. And I can certainly think of times in my life where that very thing has happened. And I'm sure you can think of times in your life where that's happened to you as well. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you at MormonChannelDaily@LDSChurch.org. You can send us an email. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.